Opened in May 2009, Father Collins Park in Donaghmead became Ireland's first wholly sustainable parklands and transformed the local area. Located between the Hole in the Wall Road and the main river in Donaghmead, the park spreads across 26 hectares. But what distinguishes the park are the many unique features that were implemented in its development. One of the most noticeable features about Father Collins Park are the wind turbines that span the landscape and have become part of the local charm. These turbines, however, aren't just for show. They in fact actually provide the energy for the lighting, water, pumping system and maintenance depot in the park. And the use of these turbines alone means the park saves 163 tonnes of carbon energy every year. The inclusion of a skate park and playground make the place a popular spot with local children and mothers.
Well, my son loves the climbing frame and the larger slide. So they're the two things that he really, really loves.
Uh-huh. And do you come to the park regularly?
Yeah, quite regularly. We generally come here on the way home from school. So
brilliant. And do you like the kind of design and layout of the park?
Love it. Yeah. Absolutely love it. Love the windmills. Clean. I like this nice walk. I like to see people running around the park. I like to see people cycling and using it generally. Yeah.
Great. On any given day, the park is dotted with numerous amounts of people around, from mothers and children availing of the amenities to people cycling, running, or simply just out for a stroll to get some fresh air. Other environmentally friendly features include the on-site treatment of water for the water feature that you can hear in the background, and the unique wetlands and marshes that are also present in the park, which locals delight in. The wetlands and marshes have actually become home to an array of swans and ducks who now sail up and down the water around Father Collins. The park was developed as part of the North Fringe project, which has seen the birth of new communities such as Clongriffin and Balmain. It is also home to Trinity Donaghmead Football Club, ensuring that the place is always full on match days. The park's name comes from the local parish priest, who was instrumental in acquiring the lands for public use and is still fondly remembered around the area. Only 3 years since its opening, the park has become a delightful fixture for local residents, while also being environmentally friendly. And with winter turning spring, meaning that the park will start to stay open until 7:30 p.m. in March, there will be even more time to enjoy its beauty.